Last week, we connected with different specialists inside and outside Korea, including Daegu, Wuhan, and Sweden. And today, we have another special phone interview on the novel coronavirus. Currently on the line, we have a correspondent from Incheon, who is the head of school at Chadwick International in Incheon. Hello and good evening, Mr. Ted Hill.
Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on The Scoop today. Mr. Hill, after a shopping mall in the district of Yeonsugu in Incheon was visited by the 19th patient last month, many schools and daycare centers around the mall were ordered to close down. Was Chadwick International School able to deal with the measure immediately?
Yes, we were. The local authorities asked us to cooperate probably at about 8 o'clock in the evening, and we called on our health professionals and our educational leadership team and our educational technology staff and faculty, and so we closed the campus immediately and provided a distance learning program for all of our kids, pre-K through 12, for about 6 days.
So we understand that this is the second time Chadwick International was closed since the outbreak of COVID-19. How did the school previously deal with the situation? How were the classes affected by the epidemic?
Well, again, from the 6th to the 14th of February was the first instance, and then, of course, we've had to close the campus recently. So basically what we've used is an extension of the digital platforms that we already use and that our students are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started our second round of distance learning last week based on what we learned from the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we also sent out a survey to our parents and asked them about their experience, and the parents told us that they would like to have the faculty have more face time. They preferred work and assignments that required less screen time, and they like more synchronous learning opportunities, so we've emphasized those aspects this time.
Weren't there any difficulties in the distance learning then? Because obviously the parents wanted face time and stuff.
Right. Yeah, well, initially there were some organizational and adjustment issues. But our teachers really have been working very hard, and then we've been listening to the feedback from the parents and the students. So
mm-hmm.
every day we make improvements and enhancements, and our students have continued to learn. For the younger students, the parents have understandably needed to help or guide more with the learning. And when both parents are working, that obviously makes it a very challenging, more challenging situation for our parents.
Mm.
In the middle school, middle schoolers are always developing.
Right.
So, you know, there's some incredible successes and some, you know, parts, but fortunately we're a very individual school,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
so we keep real close track of each of the students, so we're
right.
able to help them. And then our high school students, who were already very self-directed, they're very independent, they're very familiar with a lot of technology.
Technology, right.
So they've actually appreciated the autonomy, although of course, they've missed being with their friends and even missed being with their teachers.
Right. I mean, it's still a work in process because, like, you know, this is not something
yeah.
that's every day for students to be distance learning.
No.
So I totally understand. How has the working environment for the staff changed? Are they working from home as many people are doing so already?
Well, yes. I mean, the ministry asked us to basically close the campus and have people not come to campus. And so, you know, starting from the very first weekend, our faculty have been working sort of around the clock to prepare the program, getting up to speed with technologies that some of them have not used before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the working environments and the schedules have changed drastically.
Mm.
And I have to say our faculty are actually working much even harder than they normally do
mm-hmm.
Because they're trying to meet the individual needs of students at the same time managing a number of different technologies.
Mm.
So they're working remotely from their home or from other locations because we've been discouraged from having groups of people on campus.
Right. So we have a guest on Wednesdays that come in. His name is Professor David Tizard, and he was telling us at Hanyang University and Seoul Women's University, what they're going to do is now have online lectures. So whether that's live streaming or like the professors have to kind of film their own lectures and then post them online for the students. Is Chadwick International going to do anything like that?
Well, lecture isn't actually, unlike a university, you know, where lecture is typically the, you know, is one of the standard methods of operation, Our school operates with very small classes, and it's highly interactive.
That's true,
and,
right.
And very individualized.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the mode of instruction or, you know, learning that we've tried to continue online, is to have that close personal interaction. And ours is much more about what the students say to us than what we say to them.
Mm.
And so, so we've just had to use new tools. We
yes.
do it normally on campus in very small classes, and the students spend most of the classes spent with students speaking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we just had to adapt the technology.
Right, and it's totally different. College students is very different from elementary school
sure.
students, so I totally understand what you're saying. Now, we heard sure. that there was, in fact, a silver lining that you found as the head of a school dealing with the crisis. Can you tell us what that was?
Well, basically, we took the approach, don't let a crisis go to waste. In other words, what positives can we take out of this experience, given that overall, obviously, this is brought about by very negative circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the biggest pluses that we've seen is the incredible efforts of our parents to support their children in moving forward.
Yes.
You know, our school is very ambitious. Our kids are very ambitious. They're wonderful. And this has been a time when our parents have, particularly of the younger children, have had to get much more involved, and that's a real plus,
mm-hmm.
Is to actually have our parents very involved.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our faculty members have said that they have actually feel like they have stronger connections to their students, and definitely to their students' parents, than they even do in normal school, because everything is individualized, and, you know, now you're actually seeing the child's dog in the background of, you know, when they're doing the distance learning, and you're actually seeing into their apartment.
Right.
So, we're looking at this as an opportunity for us to forge stronger relationships and bonds with our students and our parents while we're all learning new technologies because, you know, as we all know, technology needs to be a part of how we all learn and communicate and then for us as adults how we work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for the positives, and we've seen so many of them. Again, particularly, I have to say, our faculty have really stepped up, and our parents have been absolutely wonderful.
No,
this is a stressful time for parents.
Yeah, it sounds like your faculty has been really, like, working so hard. It seems like you have hands-on parents. That sounds really great. Thank you so much for your positivity and your insight today, and thank you for taking time to talk to us here on The Scoop.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure.
Thank you, and please take care. That was Mr. Ted Hill calling from Incheon on the COVID-19 outbreak. Let's continue The Scoop after a music break. Here's Alexandre Desplat, You'll Never Know.